KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 77 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 94. Reminder, there is a heat advisory in effect for the entire listing area, in fact, the entire state of Iowa, from noon until 8 p.m. for heat indices of up to 105 degrees. Drink plenty of fluids if you must be out today. Try and stay in an air-conditioned room where possible. Stay out of direct sunlight and check up on your relatives and neighbors. Also, don't forget young children and pets should never be left unattended in any vehicles under any circumstances when the weather gets this warm. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Harlan Community School District's Board of Education late this week approved the district's Return to Learn plan. Parents and guardians have received an email with those plans, which call for on-site learning to resume August 24th. You can view the plan in its entirety through a link in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. The 22-page Return to Learn plan addresses all seven aspects of the state requirements, including the use of face coverings, which the board declined to make mandatory, except in locations where it is not possible to social distance. Harlan Community School District students will be required to wear face masks when they arrive at school and walk through the crowded hallways. Once in the classrooms, though, if physical social distancing is possible, the masks may be removed. The plan also includes social distancing at the elementary level, limiting contact, cleaning high touch points, water fountains and lockers will be closed off to keep traffic flowing in the hallways as well. And it was the rest of the area schools, officials of the Harlan School District say their goal is to keep students and staff safe while we're at the same time providing the best quality education possible. And for those students who choose to attend via remote learning, for whatever reason, that option is being offered as well. A collision between a large SUV and a small SUV Friday morning resulted in two people transported to the hospital and collateral damage to a business. Council Bluffs police say they responded to the crash in the 2700 block of West Broadway at around 9:26 a.m. Friday. Upon arrival, they determined a Yukon Denali traveling westbound on West Broadway Street collided with a Suzuki SUV traveling northbound on 27th. The Denali pushed the Suzuki up against a light pole and then struck the Grease Monkey business at 2700 West Broadway. The passenger and driver from the Suzuki were both transported by Council Bluffs Fire Department to Nebraska Medicine with possible life-threatening and minor injuries, respectively. Their names were not immediately released. No one was injured in the Denali and no one was injured inside the nearby business. The intersection of 27th Street and West Broadway was closed off for about 4 hours Friday while the traffic unit investigated the collision. The investigation is ongoing, and if you happen to have any information with regard to the accident, you may have witnessed it or taped it, call the Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit at 712-328-4948. An accident involving a utility terrain vehicle or UTI in Southern Iowa's, or UTV that is, in Southern Iowa's Davis County Friday night left one person dead and three others injured. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2013 Polaris Ranger driven by 17-year-old Isaac Schmucker of Bloomfield was traveling west on Jaguar Trail at around 11:30 p.m. when the vehicle left the road and went out of control. The UTV tipped over, ejecting Schmucker and his passengers, 19-year-old Cora, 16-year-old Noah, and 14-year-old Amos Schmucker, all from Bloomfield. None of those occupants were wearing seatbelts. All were transported to Davis County Hospital by Davis County EMS. Cass County Fair continues its run, in a limited fashion, at the fairgrounds today in Atlantic. Underway last hour was the sheep check-in. This hour, the meat goat and dairy goats are checked in. And then at 9:30, there's the sheep show. And at 12 o'clock today, the meat goat and dairy goat show. Tomorrow's activities include from 7 until 8 a.m., the poultry check-in. Then at 9 o'clock, it's the poultry show. And from noon until 4 on Sunday, there will be the judging for the decorators showcase. Sunday afternoon features the dog check-in and the dog show, respectively, at 4:30 and 5 o'clock. Well, a new map from the National Drought Mitigation Center shows the dry conditions worsening in western and central Iowa. State climatologist Justin Glisson said 15 counties are now what's considered to be in a severe drought.
Over the last 30 to 45 days, we've seen a dwindling rainfall, especially across west central Iowa. And if we go back 4 to 6 months, we actually see some precipitation deficits in the range of 8 to 12 inches. So we've been dry, especially across western Iowa.
Glisson said he's constantly asked about when and if any significant rainfall is coming to Iowa.
The forecast models have just been off for some reason, and when we expect rain, you know, out of Nebraska, it comes towards western Iowa, you watch on radar, and it just sort of vanishes because of those dry conditions. Not enough moisture at the surface to really pop those storms up.
Glisson said he remains hopeful the situation may change soon.
If we look at our outlooks moving into next week, it looks like we're starting to turn down the temperature dial, And along with that, we're trending towards near normal rainfall moving into the 1st of August.
A very hot weekend is ahead, but the forecast calls for the chance of rain Sunday night moving into Monday. Severe drought has shown in all or part of 15 counties, including locally Adair, Audubon, Carroll, Cass, Dallas, Guthrie, and Madison, along with Shelby and Sac counties off to the northwest. Another sweltering July weekend is in the forecast. As we mentioned, the high temperatures today across Iowa are expected to climb into the low to mid-90s. And with heat indices returning to the triple digits, Mark Minton is the emergency medical staffer at the Van Deest Medical Center in Webster City. He says if you're planning on being active and outside, you must push the fluids.
It's all about hydration. It should start in the morning when it's still cool out. You should be drinking water, sports drinks, Pedialyte, whatever you like the best or think works the best. And if you work outside, you really have to be proactive and start drinking early in the morning and drink every time you think of it.
Without taking precautions and staying well hydrated in the heat, Minton says you could be facing an unpleasant road.
Heat exhaustion, you'll get kind of dizzy, you'll sweat a ton, your skin will feel cool and clammy even though your body is hot, your heart will be going fast, and you'll start to get some muscle cramps. Heat stroke, things get a lot worse. Severe headache, you don't sweat anymore. Again, a fast heart rate, and you'll feel very faint. You may even pass out.
And if you don't pay attention to the warning signs, Minton say your condition can go quickly from bad to worse.
Heat exhaustion can transition very rapidly to heat stroke. Mm-hmm. Once you start getting cramps and sweating bad and just feeling overall horrible, you have to get to a cool area. You have to hydrate. And if that's not working, then you're probably going to have to seek emergency medical attention.
Other tips for beating the heat include wear plenty of sunscreen, wear light-colored, lightweight clothing and a hat, and take frequent breaks in the shade or indoors. Well, Glenwood Police Department reports a man from Atlantic, or rather a man from Cass County, was arrested Friday on drug charges. 41-year-old Sean Wolverton of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Wolverton later posted a $5,300 cash or surety bond and was released. And 24-year-old Noah Packett of Glenwood was arrested Friday morning for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. He was released on a $600 cash or surety bond. The Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Clarinda man had been arrested Thursday for domestic abuse assault. 42-year-old Jeremy Lynn Martin was taken into custody following an investigation into an incident that took place in rural Page County about 5 miles south of Clarinda. Martin was transported to the Page County Jail and is being held without bond pending further court proceedings. Thursday night, 47-year-old Gary Lynn Runyon, Jr. of Coyne, was arrested on a charge of violating a protection order. Runyon was transported to the Page County Jail and also held without bond pending further court proceedings. Well, nonprofit group Take Back Bridgewater, Iowa, will present Music on Main, a country dance music edition, this evening on Main Street in Bridgewater. Some prelude music will kick off the evening at 6 o'clock, followed by the 90-minute program at 6:30. All current social distancing practices will be maintained. Use downtown street parking, side streets, or your front porch if you're a resident in Bridgewater. And feel free to tailgate or picnic. You can bring your own lawn chairs or just sit in your vehicle. Organizer Doug Miller says fresh popcorn and caramel glaze pop will be available. There's also hosting the First Name Band at 8 o'clock is Casey's Tavern. That same business will offer to-go boxed meal of ham balls, cheesy potatoes, and sides, while the Bridgewater Cafe will offer ice cream and dessert this evening. Music from some of the best-remembered country artists will be featured, including Hank Williams Jr., Shania Twain, Alabama, Alan Jackson, Randy Travis, Johnny Cash, also George Strait, Lone Star, Brooks and Dunn, and many, many more. For additional information or to help sponsor or support the event, you can always call 641-745-5108. That's a check of the news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.